Welcome to the Vegan Changemaker podcast. My name is June Fuchs, and I'm on the quest to veganize over 50% of the global human population by the year of 2030. Sounds delusional? Well, obviously, I can't do it alone, and that's why in this podcast, you're getting to meet some of the most influential, inspiring, and impactful vegans there are. May this episode help you create more vegan impact in the world, because we need your help as well, dear vegan friend. Well, hello, everybody listening to the Vegan Changemaker podcast. Today, I'm here with another really amazing guest that I met online, and I was immediately intrigued by the sound of her voice and the work that she does. Today, I'm here with Nicole, and she's a qualified clinical hypnotherapist and a psychotherapist. And she specializes in helping overwhelmed females to reduce anxiety and ultimately feel happier, more confident, and in control of their lives. So welcome, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh my God, I am so good. We had a short chat before starting recording this. I feel super connected to you. I just came back from a surf. And we were just saying how great it is that we in our colors, like if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see you're wearing this beautiful pink and have it in the background. I'm having this blue situation going on. So this feels aligned.
Feels like we're coordinated today, haven't we?
Did we? Well, I'm super excited that we're giving all of our listeners today an insight into the work that you do and the journey that you've been on. You've just told me a little bit about it, but I would love to ask you again to open that book one more time. So you practice hypnotherapy, and before that, you were a teacher, right? Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you went from being a teacher to today being a hypnotherapist?
So it was quite a journey. I was a primary school teacher for 10 years. Knew that I wouldn't always do, you know, be teaching. But pre-COVID, you know, started to really think about what I wanted to do and felt that I wasn't having as much of an impact as I wanted to. So looked at different options. And then lots of stuff happened. COVID happened. And then kind of got a bit of a kick up the backside from the universe, I'd say, and found myself in quite a dark place, really struggled. And I'm somebody who quite likes holistic health, so wasn't one to really go to the doctors, didn't want to admit either that I had a real problem. So found a hypnotherapist, since I'd had a great result from having hypnotherapy in the past for a phobia, and had a couple of sessions, and it was, my life changed. You know, that fogginess had gone, I found clarity and thought, do you know what, actually, this is what I want to do. You know, everything that the lady that I went to did with me, I felt, yeah, I can do this. This is very much me, and very much what I was doing, you know, in terms of, you know, working with people, trying to support people in the role that I was doing teaching, but not having as much of an impact with. So, yeah, decided to retrained whilst I was teaching, and then decided that teaching was no longer for me and put that to the side. And here I am now.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're here now and you've taken on this leap, this journey, right? Because just before we hit record, you also said you realized how much suffering and how much people need help and support in this world on the levels that we can provide them. And we're both very active also in our vegan communities. That's how we kind of connected, I think, on Facebook or LinkedIn. I think it was LinkedIn, right?
LinkedIn? I think it was the vegan networking that we
went to. The vegan business networking. By the way, if you haven't checked them out, they're a really cool group for vegan businesses from big to small. I'll leave the link in the show notes to that group where we were able to meet. Yeah, so that was rooted in this vegan business networking group, this connection here. I love that.
Yeah, right. It's like we were brought together for a reason.
Yeah, for a good reason. We'll figure that out in the next 25 minutes, how good that reason is, as we dive into some really juicy topics. Before that, though, I would also love to ask you a little bit about your vegan journey. How long ago did you go vegan? What made you do that shift? And I know you have a husband you mentioned before. Is he vegan as well? Or are you in surroundings that are pre-vegan? How does your vegan life look like?
So I've been vegan now for, I think this is my 10th year. So I like to say that I was vegan before it became trendy, where I literally lived off sort of pasta and that was it. I've always been, I mean, I've never ever liked the taste of meat. I was pretty much that child that was forced to eat meat. My mum is actually Chinese, and you know, Chinese background is very meat orientated, you know, so it was a very, I was the black sheep in the family. I was the awkward one. So as soon as I could pretty much fend for myself, I pretty much went what you would class as vegetarian. Never drank milk, could never stand the taste or the texture of it. And even vegan milk, I'm a little bit funny with. So it was quite an easy journey in that sense. And then 10 years ago, I don't know what it was. I think I was just scrolling through my phone, come across some, I can't even remember who it was, and thought, do you know what, actually, I could probably do this. This would be easy. I just need to cut out really chocolate and eggs. And then the more I started looking at stuff online, you know, I've never been able to watch any of the documentaries, just because I'm such an animal lover that, you know, even just the bio of a documentary just upsets me. So started looking at things, seeing videos and all sorts online, and thought, oh my gosh, I can never do this. You know, I was absolutely blind. You know, lots of people, I think, are blinded by what really happens in the meat industry, egg industry, milk industry. And I was as well, even though I didn't really eat meat or drink milk. So yeah, just vowed from that day, I'm not going to be doing any of that ever again. And pretty much went at it alone, because nobody around me was even vegetarian, let alone vegan. And unfortunately, yeah, you brought up the conversation with my husband, and yeah, I'd love for him to be, you know, to be vegan. He tried it for a bit. But our house is a vegan household. So yeah, I don't really think about what he does when we're when he's out and about on his own.
I love but, that you established yeah. that though, that you established that the household is vegan and that you made that boundary clear. Because I also feel like for both of us, I think I can speak when it comes to energetics as being strong empaths and very compassionate towards all beings. It's very important to draw these boundaries, right? And do it also with the people that are closest to us, our closest loved ones, like your husband or family members for other listeners, for example. Thank you for sharing. 10 years ago, and you're in the UK, right?
I am, yeah.
Which now is a thriving country when it comes to veganism. Like, I hear a lot of great news around activism, around successes, around new vegan places opening up and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much more options out there now than 10 years ago when I first started being vegan.
I love these news. Like, every time when I go online and I like read something like a new vegan restaurant opened, I'm like, yeah. Doing a little happy dance. Yeah, this is lovely. What I want to talk to you a little bit more about, and also ask you to share some insights through how you perceive this world, especially the vegan community worldwide. You're working online and offline, as I'm understanding, correct? So you've built your business that you can work online and you can reach people from all over the world. And I remember we chatted online a little bit, and we both also focus on helping our vegan community with the work that we do. So for somebody who has no clue what hypnotherapy is, could you explain that as short, crisp, and as clear as you understand it to them?
It's probably easier if I start off by saying what hypnotherapy isn't. So it's not any kind of mind control, The stuff that you see on TV, it's none of that, I'm afraid. I can't do mind control. I'd love it if I could. Everybody would be vegan. Life would just be easier if I could. But no, I can't do any of that. It's basically a way of getting people to be nice and relaxed. And through that, we have access to their subconscious mind, which holds all of their templates, behaviors, habits, and just makes changes easier to happen. So whatever someone's goal is, they're more likely to reach that goal through that process. And ultimately, it needs to be something that they want to do as well. So whether that's just being more confident, being happier, getting rid of a phobia, it just makes that process easier for them to get to.
You said one key word that I want to pick up on. And I think that's something that when I think back in my story, when I first heard of that and I first started discovering ways to reprogram and repattern is the subconscious mind, right? You said it, we're learning to access the subconscious mind. And in my courses, I teach on that a lot because I believe it's one of the most core foundational things for us to get where we want to be in life. Might it be wealth, health, success, mentally, emotionally, physically, it doesn't matter. It starts with being and befriending the new version of you in the subconscious mind. So I love that you brought that up, right? So you're not able to put a magic spell out there and make people hypnotized like we see on TV sometimes. And I know that's a stigma that kind of destroys the beautiful and really empowering work that we do. People start fearing that they're not themselves anymore, right? Like that they're being snapped out of themselves. And that's really not what you and I as well are doing. So thank you for making that clear. Now, one more thing that I want to zoom in on, since most of our listeners, all of our listeners, I'm guessing, but sometimes there's some amongst us that aren't vegan yet, which is fine. You're welcome to listen to this and receive these insights as well, right? For us in the vegan community, and I've been on this investigation for a while now, I've been investigating what are the biggest issues, where are problems and roadblocks that are holding us vegans back to veganize the world faster. Because I figured that for us vegans, the most beautiful thing is that when people around us go vegan as well, right? When we see animals being saved through the choices of our loved ones and their loved ones, etc. So one thing that I would love to ask you and have your point of view on, as we're looking on our vegan community and as we're looking at it online, worldwide, but also offline in person, what are some of the things that pop to mind for you that could be described as like roadblocks that hold vegans back from being their most empowered self?
I'd say the one word that comes to mind is confidence. And that's that, that can be, there's lots of different areas with that. I think some of it is confidence in themselves to be able to stand up and speak their truth. I think sometimes we're held back by what we think other people will say, that judgment. So it's all centered around identity, I think. When you've got a very, very strong belief and an understanding of your core identity, then you can emulate that and you can come across as that and you can speak from that truth. And you can communicate it in a way that's most effective. But when we're doubting ourselves, when we're lacking in confidence, we hold that back, we hold that in and we suppress that. And I would say that's one of the biggest things. And I think that then we then have this juggle between our ego and, you know, and then our subconscious comes into play and, you know, and we're just doubting ourselves. And that builds up a lot of anxiety and that can be overwhelming, you know, and affect lots of areas of our lives, whether that's sleep, you know, our general well-being, our relationships and how we communicate with other people. So I think the word confidence comes, you know, there's lots of different areas to that, but it's definitely the confidence side of things, I would say.
I agree. I agree strongly. And one thing that I would love to also ask you to explain to our listeners is we talked about the subconscious mind and how that's one of the like most effective and fastest ways to build something like confidence and to grow that. Do you want to explain to, let's say somebody out here has never heard subconscious or maybe once in their life. I bet there's a lot of those out there, including myself in the past. I was like, sub what? What are you, you know? So do you want to explain to them like the difference between the subconscious and the conscious mind?
Yeah. So the way that I view it in hypnotherapy is we talk about an intellectual mind. So our intellectual mind is the bit that we're using at the moment to communicate with each other. So your listeners out there, they're using their intellectual mind to listen and to, you know, I don't know if they're cooking dinner at the moment or if they're driving, that sort of thing. It's that process that we think about and we can rationalize and problem solve. Now, our subconscious mind works behind the scenes. It's constantly working behind the scenes. And it's actually responsible for about 95% of our behaviors. So it's all that underlying foundation that's there. So that underpins how we behave and how we work, which causes us to come across, you know, go about our daily habits without having to think about them. So when we have our subconscious mind and it's clear, it's work, you know, it's in the way that we want it to be. It's aligned with our values and our morals and our identity. Things just flow easier, and it's just, you know, using the process that I use, hypnotherapy. It talks to that subconscious mind, and gets it to change, adapt. And work the way we want, but much quicker, because it's a very deep, deep layer. You know, I almost see it as a bit like the layers of the earth. It's that deep, deep core that we have. Whereas our, you know, that top layer that we show to everybody else is only just part of it. There's so much more under there.
As you just said that, I had to think of like the first times when I got into subconscious work, and it wasn't through hypnotherapy. It was much more through the teachings of Dr. Joe Dispenza and the kind of like research he's done on it and the subconscious mind. So that was kind of my access point to this work that I get to do and share today. Like when I look back at the first times, I remember how I used it. I used like this kind of subconscious work, not only for my own well-being and building confidence, but I also used it to grow this business, this life coaching business. And I used it for like reshaping the relationships that I already had and attracting in new ones. So like, as you just explained that, going on that deeper layer, nice image, by the way, with the earth, like a deep earth layer, right? Going deeper into that and like placing or finding new information there that then the conscious mind starts automatically producing. And in my experience, all of a sudden I started having thoughts that were supportive of me and my growth instead of the self-sabotaging thoughts and the thoughts that would hold me back in like my low frequency self, in my depressed self, in my anxious self. So I was really grateful to discover that. And I hope that every listener here that now hears of this for the first time or the second time and gets a little bit more insight, awakens curiosity. And if you do so, please reach out to Nicole or to me or to both of us. We're happy to tell you more about this if you want. Now, one more thing that I would love to also talk to you about and dive a little more deeper into it is, you said it already, confidence. And confidence, it's one of the C words that I say most. I often say confidence, charisma, and clarity. I think those are the three qualities that every vegan, every activist, every change maker needs to develop more in order to really drive vegan change into the world. That's at least what the investigation has brought up so far, right? And confidence being a core one of those. Do you want to share with us a little bit around like your journey with confidence? You said before, you came from teaching And then you stepped into hypnotherapy and you created your business online. You had to get used to certain things that were out of your comfort zone. So can you give us a little insight into that process of this past you being a teacher and the beliefs that you maybe had back then, forwarding in this you that is sitting here right now, spilling this valuable wisdom?
Wow, I think confidence, I've had a funny relationship with confidence throughout the years. So even as a child, I was the most confident person ever. You know, I'd break out into song and dance randomly. And then got into my teenage years, and naturally, as you do, sort of held back, was quite worried about how I came across to other people. And then later on, would always come across as being a very confident person. So not that I put myself out there and, you know, I'm breaking into song and dance anymore, but I would always come across as being very confident. And in teaching, you have to be. But deep down, I would say I really wasn't. So I would, I'm a perfectionist, as we were talking about this before. And I would say that I suffer quite badly with high functioning anxiety, in the sense that I come across as being very calm, confident, know all my stuff, but then inside would doubt absolutely everything and unpick everything that I'd ever done. I did this a lot when I was teaching. I did this, yeah, very, very much. And then when I got into hypnotherapy, and I'd had hypnotherapy myself, it just, like I said, it just really talked to my subconscious mind. And as you said, you know, you get clarity. These random ideas would pop up into my head. That's my subconscious talking there. And I learned to listen to that. And I do a lot of work with sort of inner critic as well. So I found that with this work that I was doing, that my inner critic really quietened down. And what I would call my inner critic, which me, would come out. And I would have these conversations with myself, and I found that actually I was able to start taking what I would consider messy action. You know, I just would do things and think, well, I can unpick it when I need to unpick it, rather than doubt myself, procrastinate, put on an act. I felt like I was coming through with my true confidence. And now, yeah, I mean, I still have moments where I think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that or I said that. And that's quite natural. But rather than beat myself up over it, which would then affect my confidence, I'd think, well, I'd take it as a reflection. I just won't do that next time, or I do things differently. So yeah, I think I've truly found where I am right now with my confidence. And I don't, you know, like I said, I don't want to come across as an overly confident person, but I think it's just going with what aligns with you. And ultimately, living your best life. You know, I don't want to hold myself back from opportunities. For example, this is my first podcast that I've done. I could have doubted myself and been like, oh, I don't want to do this. This is a worry. You know, so this is a real privilege. You know, I'm honored to be here. But I've stopped, you know, the old me would have not done that. The old me would have been like, oh, you're online, you're showing yourself, you know, and that was a big part of what I found really tricky with starting this business, because you have to be in front of the camera. You have to talk in front of the camera. Give me a classroom full of children, you know, send me all your kids. I can teach them. I can stand up and teach. But being in front of a camera was quite scary. So yeah, this is a really big thing for me, and I found that actually, do you know what, I'm not that voice that would normally say, oh, do you really think you should do that? This might not be a good idea. What if you do something that's wrong? What if you look like an idiot? I kind of put that one away, really, and yeah, I'm here now.
Oh wow. We're celebrating you. I did not know that was your first podcast you ever done, and I am honored. Because your energy is powerful, honey. You really have a vibrancy around you. And I wouldn't have guessed that this is like the first time you're speaking on a podcast. And you said it so nicely. It's a difference if you're in person or if you're online, if you're making a video or even a live stream. Now, this is not live, but we know people are listening to this in their live moment in there now, yeah. Right? So props to that courage, and look at what like work on your subconscious mind can do. It can put you in a position that even though you have never done something before and you might feel insecure about it, you find a stronger voice in your mind, as you just described it so nicely, that says, I lean into this. I can do this. I'm at peace with this. I can manage this. And that's what I wish for like every person listening, that you can make a friendship with your mind, that your mind supports you like that. Because I mean, there's so much bullshit in that mind sometimes. There's so much stuff in there. So we really got to like make sure that we create an allyship, a friendship with that mind. And the work that you do truly is one of the most effective and fastest ways, in my observation, to get there. So if somebody is intrigued and wants to work with you, can you explain to them a little bit about the process? How do they start working with you? What awaits them? And, you know, do you offer a free call? Do you hop on a call with them to explain? Or are you like, no, we get to work immediately when you're ready? How's that process looking like?
No, so I would say, you know, always reach out to me, have a chat with me. A hypnotherapy client relationship needs to be, you know, there needs to be that balanced relationship. So I would always say chat with me. So I offer a free call, see if I'm the person for you. If I'm not the person for you, you know, I'm not offended at all. And I can always put you in touch with somebody that is more aligned with what you're looking for. Yeah, so have a chat with me. If it is something that you then want to do, I always do an initial consultation. So a lot of what I do is based around neuroscience. So you mentioned Dr. Joe Dispenza there. A lot of what I do is based around that neuroscience, the workings of the brain. So I'll explain how that works. I always give my clients an audio as well to listen to. And then from that, if you want to then go through and do the hypnotherapy sessions, then we can get you booked in, and you can do as many or as little as you want. So I'm very flexible and very open, because I know how important that relationship needs to be in order for it to be effective and for you to get the best results.
Amen. Amen. So everybody who feels this calling, like, reach out to her and connect. Because this kind of work will really bring you in your personal life further, you in your business life further, you in your relationships further, and also in your presence as a vegan and as a change maker in this world. So I want to thank you for speaking that invitation, for offering people to connect with you for free, to hop on a free call, you know, to see and feel. And I subscribe to the same thing as you just said, you know, you got to figure out who's your person, because the things that we're teaching and the things that we're helping you achieve are similar. They're similar or the same in essence sometimes. And it's just that you find somebody who you trust, who you vibe with, who feels like they're your tribe, and who can help you get there faster and deeper as well. So thank you so much, Nicole. Is there anything else that you want to share with all the listeners as we're finding closure in today's episode?
The only thing I would want to say is that whatever you're going through at the moment, especially if it's not the best, and you know you're not quite experiencing what you want to be, please reach out. You know, I'm not necessarily to me, but to anybody at all, because you're not alone. And I think that's the scariest thing, when we feel isolated and we feel like we're the only one that's experiencing what we're experiencing. So please reach out to anybody, because there's always something that someone can do, and even just the act of speaking can help.
Yeah, couldn't have said it any better. Oh, thank you so much. That was so beautiful that you gave us a little insight into how you view things through your experience as a hypnotherapist, and share your offers with us as well. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of the Changemaker podcast. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends, with your family, share it online, or just tell somebody in person, send them a link on WhatsApp. I really love when people, you know, like, share in person what they value, and we can spread the world. We can spread this healing. So my name is June Fuchs, and today I was here with Nicole Child, certified a hypnotherapist. And I'm a certified life coach, so you can also reach out to me anytime. All the links that you need to our websites, to our contact details are down in the show notes or in the description of this video if you're watching on YouTube. And yeah, I've got some exciting stuff coming up as well. I host group coaching programs all around emotional well-being and mental health. And I have a new training that is, as we record this, coming up soon, but will be available as recorded version. It's all around public speaking and vegan educating, both online and offline. So you're all also welcome to join that free training and elevate your impact with more confidence and more charisma as speakers and educators. So thank you all for listening and have a beautiful time, my loves. Mwah. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Vegan Changemaker podcast. Please share it with your friends, your family, your social network, and your loved ones. If you want to get your impact to the next level, I invite you to take the Vegan Impact Quiz. I created it to help you figure out what the next steps are for you to elevate your vegan impact and create more significant influence in the world. Check out the link, I left it for you in the show notes, and I'm curious to see where you're gonna land and what your next steps will be. Let's veganize this world together, dear vegan friend.